All right, so mine's bad. So mine, I'm going to do a computer thing, and I just, because here's the thing. I used to be a computer programmer, and now and then I kind of like noodle around with it like for fun. And I want to talk about a sort of like weird phenomenon in the world of computer programming. And
a current phenomenon.
No, it's like it's something that's always been.
Okay.
And it's called, I learned, it's a thing called frameworks. I want to talk about frameworks. And it's a thing in programming where a programmer ostensibly sets up a bunch of code in libraries and packages so that, and he sets them up for free, like public domain, that you can use them to like, as tools to build your web technology for.
Okay.
And that framework is supposed to like do a lot of like your common tasks for you so that you don't have to do it from scratch.
I see.
Okay. So I thought about this and I'm going to talk about it.
Can you give an example?
Yeah. So it'd be like, a lot of websites have like a login and password thing where you have to go and create your login and you can forget your password. It'll email it to you. And it's very like standardized thing. So instead of me having to write that from scratch, it'll be like, here's a library where you just drop it into your directory and you've got a login and password functionality.
Yeah, great.
Something like that. So you don't have to write it. And it's called frameworks. The one I'm looking at now is called Laravel. And it's PHP framework, and I'm enjoying it, blah, blah, blah. But there's always been these Ruby on Rails, the one I talked about, my famously worst minor obsession ever.
Yeah.
It was a framework.
Okay.
I'm trying it again, but I think I got it this time. Because what fascinates me is this, is like computer programmers are so fussy. Like when I was a programmer, my experience was everybody wanted to do it their way. All right. So I thought about this. Here's how I want to describe this phenomenon. Everybody's a control freak.
Sure.
And I think the analogy should be chefs. Programmers are like chefs. They all want their own kitchen. They want to do it their way. They want to do their seasoning. You know what I mean? Like, and here's my analogy. You could argue that a lot of food tastes good because of the same things like butter, salt, sugar. You know, the main things that make food delicious are similar things. Nobody invents butter, right? But yet each chef is like, this is the way I do it. And here's my secret and family recipes. And this is that. Programmers are kind of the same way. Login and passwords, that's the same, right?
Right, sure.
But they all think like, I've got this way of doing it. So, okay, except that, okay, this is where it dies. Okay, but like when people do their frameworks, it is an excuse for a master programmer, theoretically, and usually that's true, to like offer, the only way to use their frameworks is to program the exact way that they do.
Okay.
The thing is that I find fascinating is these frameworks don't actually help you at all. They're always popular. They go in and out of fashion. Ruby on Rails, Laravel. There's been other ones over the years. And they always come out with a website and these tutorials. And the tutorials are always telling you how great the framework is as you're learning it. But all it ever does is like save you like 5 keystrokes here, 8 keystrokes here. But to save those eight keystrokes, you have to have named all your files in the way that they want. So it'd be like a chef says, my recipe is the best recipe, you know? And like, and he'll like brag. It'll be like, what I want you to do is, okay, for my recipe to work, you got to chop all your ingredients ahead of time. You got to spend an hour doing that, but then it'll be no work at all. Everything will be super easy. But that's not no work at all. You had to do everything in advance. Or some other chef will come along, but you don't have to do any of my ingredients in advance. Oh, but you need 8 burners going at all times. It's like, well, there's no zero-sum solution.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's fascinating. And to watch these like video tutorials and you hear somebody saying like, they'll be like, okay, so in this framework, for your login, you just drop in this library and you just got to like do this login. And look how easy that is. Isn't that amazing? And it's not.